Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief, the podcast where we talk about how changing your beliefs change your emotions, which change your actions and your life. Today, we're going to talk about spontaneous change and transformation. And before we deep dive into this really unique topic, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitations to free events and my newsletter almost every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
For the record, I will go back to the three ways we change. So the first way is the spontaneous change, and this is what we are going to talk about today. There is also the gradual change. It's where you see the change incrementally every day or every week or every month. And sometimes you slide back into your old neural pathways. And then it feels very uncomfortable to be back in the old time. So you go back to your new familiar. And you go back and forth like this until the new familiar is set and is becoming your normal experience. And then there is the retroactive change. This one is a very tricky one. And every time I have clients that are experiencing retroactive change, the pattern is most of the time the same. Oh, well, this is not working for me. I'm not deep enough into hypnosis. Oh, in the recording, there's this word. I can't really concentrate. All kinds of things. Basically, the conclusion is that doesn't work for me. And then eventually they write to me, or then eventually they realize that, oh, wow, I was able to say no to this. I was able to set a boundaries. I'm no longer biting my nails. I'm sleeping. But they don't really know how and when the change occurred. Today, I want to talk about the spontaneous change, because that's the change that everybody's striving for. I'm not going to lie. A big percentage of people that come and do hypnotherapy or this other type of work are really, in fact, looking for that spontaneous change that feels like instantaneous, right? I come into the session with one thing and I get out of the session and I am different. Now, in this episode, I'm going to talk about my own spontaneous, what I have seen in my clients, but this is not the whole extent of spontaneous changes and transformation. Somebody that writes a lot about it and talks a lot about it is Joe Dispenza. He talks a lot about the research that have been done on spontaneous change and transformation and what happens to the brain and everything. And I am not there because, of course, as you know, I am not a doctor. I don't pretend to be one either. And I don't have a brain scan. But I can talk to you about how I felt. My experience when I had those spontaneous change. So there were really two big major spontaneous change in my life, transformation, even a third one, I would say. And they brought me to different place. So the first one, which was after my first hypnotherapy session, and I talk about this story a lot because this is really what has prompted me to get trained and become a hypnotherapist, because I said, wow, I want everybody to experience this. So it was really the euphoria. So I went into the session for one thing. Eventually, I ended up leaving the office of the hypnotherapist and my fear of abandonment was gone. It was just gone, disappeared. And I felt euphoric. I was wondering, you know, how are going to be my relationship in the future? But, it was some remote thoughts, but it was really, I was euphoric. I was like, wow, I can't believe I have been living with this painful fear most of my life, and it's gone like this. And believe me, when it's gone, you know it. There is something in your body that feels very different. And now, you know, I would say this has been how many years? It's been like 4 years, maybe 5 years ago. So it remains. And it is very interesting because it's the type of thing that people are looking for, that spontaneous thing. It felt euphoric. It felt also like something to celebrate. It was a joy. It was because I was conscious of that pain. I was conscious that this was weighing me down. I was conscious that this was making me behave in a way I didn't want to behave. I was conscious that this was, dictating my behaviors in a way I didn't want them to be. And it made me react, and it made me sad and distraught and, you know, roller coaster and all kinds of things. And it disappeared. So I was very joyful. I was very happy. It was a big holiday. And I think the big difference with the next example I'm going to give you is that I was aware of it, and I was aware of the pain of it. Now, fast forward a few years, I had some physical pain, and I started to do osteopathy and then other kind of massage therapy. And I ended up with a massage therapist who did all kind of body work. And I was there on the table, and she just worked my body. She just played with my arms and my legs, and she just moved around my body and had it move in different ways. And it was a good almost 2 hours. And I felt sensation that I never felt before. And I came back home and I was lost. I knew something was gone, but I didn't know what it was. It was something that was so familiar to me that it didn't even feel the pain. Yes, the pain, in my body was gone, but the pain was just a reflection of an inner pain. But the inner pain was so familiar that it did not even felt like it was a pain. It felt like it was normal. So it was gone. I knew it was gone, but I didn't know what was gone. And there was a sense of emptiness. There was a sense of space, spacious, like everything was so spacious inside of me. But I just could not pinpoint where it was. And it made me feel very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. And I do have that when people call me and they say, wow, I've changed, but I don't feel good, or I don't feel better. And it's in that instant that I could really relate to all the clients who've told me, you know what, Janelle, I've changed, but I don't feel better. So yes, the days and the weeks after that made me feel much better. I got acquainted with this new me, with the me that had transformed, that had mutated in a certain way, that had let go of that. I don't know if it was a trauma. I don't know where it was. I never knew. I don't know. It just went away. And so the difference is I didn't know what it was. It didn't feel painful. So it's like different, but not joyful. It's just different. It's gone. And there's a sense of emptiness. There's a sense of how, what am I going to do now that I don't have that? Now that I'm free from this thing that I didn't even know existed, what am I going to do? So it took me a while to adjust, but I eventually adjusted. And I was asking myself, okay, you know, what do I want to invite instead of this thing that I don't know what it is, that it's gone? and I wanted to invite peace and calm, and I certainly wanted to let go of the need to find out what it was, let go of understanding. I didn't need to go into my head. This was really a body experience that changed me. So that's the second example. The third example has nothing to do with hypnosis or massage therapy or other kinds of approach, it's a human experience. So when I was at a certain age, something bad happened to me in my life, and somebody reacted in a very inappropriate way. In a very, very inappropriate way. And the person came to me a few years later and came to apologize, sincerely apologize, explaining to me what happened at that moment, why she reacted that way, that it was a very inappropriate way to react, but she was not excusing herself, but she was explaining the context. But her apologies were so sincere, were so true, that that thing that I was carrying for years kind of lost its grip on me. It's like if it vanished. It's like if it was gone. It was a very transformative experience. Spontaneously, as she said those words to me, as she was there in front of me, speaking in a very, very unique and authentic. She came to me not asking anything from me, not even asking me to forgive her, not even asking for anything. She just came to me just saying, you know what? That day, that many years ago, I did not act appropriately. Here is the context, but this is not an excuse. I did not act appropriately with you, and I apologize for it. This apology really transformed me, changed me by, I would say, the authenticity of the person that came to me, of the strong, real, genuine desire to express how she felt towards how she acted. It had an immediate transformation and change experience for me. Why I want to say that is because we often, and I would say to compare with the other one, this one was a very neutral experience. I didn't feel depressed or a loss of something. I didn't feel overly joyful. I felt neutral. I kind of accepted it, but it was neutral. I didn't have a strong reaction, but a sense of peace and calm, very neutral. So that's very interesting. You see three different feeling after three different spontaneous change and transformation. So for all of you out there who are desiring more than anything a spontaneous change and transformation, I wish that you experience it, then maybe you will have a different reaction than the one that I had in those three examples I gave you. But I wanted to share that it's not because it's spontaneous that there's nothing to deal with after. There are things to deal with after. And any changes where you're leaving a state and you're going into another state, there is a moment where you're not totally what you were before, you're not totally what you're going to be next. So there's kind of that in-between moment that can be very short or last a couple hours. In the spontaneous change, usually it's less than a few hours. It's quite spontaneous. It's quite rapid. But there is that moment where you feel uneased. And then you have to learn to live with this new you. So if this story, let's say the bad story that happened to me, was something that I used to get pity or that I used to get comprehension or excuses, which was not the case. This was not a story I had really talked about. So it didn't really serve any purpose for me, but it could have. Then you have to let go of that, right? You have to let go of the attention you're getting, let's say, or you have to let go of whatever comes with this thing you don't have anymore in your life. If you no longer have the fear of abandonment, you may experience calm in your relationship, and that might feel very uncomfortable. You might be used to chaotic and very emotionful relationships, and you might find yourself in a state where you might feel that things are calm and maybe even boring, right? And also, you know, if you really are seeking to understand, like in my second example, right? If you're really, really seeking to understand, and you need to understand to savor, you need to understand to be able to make sense of it, well, you may waste a bit of time just enjoying the new you by wanting to understand. By the way, I didn't go there. I don't need to understand what I have let go of, because I have let go of it. It's gone. So sometimes there are things we are not aware of. They're in our subconscious mind. And I suspect it's something that was buried in my subconscious mind. And I accept the fact that I won't know what it is, maybe ever. Maybe one day it will appear clearly. But as I said to the massage therapist, you know, this is the next hill I need to climb, which is to learn to live without this feeling that was in my life that I did not even notice, because it was a familiar state. I hope this is helpful. I hope this helps you understand the mechanic and some of the reactions you might have to spontaneous change. And you might be now see this as less magic, or it's like, oh, it happens and everything is good after, and oh, you've changed and it's so great and amazing and everything. Yes, there is that often, but there's not only that. There is all kinds of experience from changing spontaneously. Until next time, as you know, if you want a 30-minute free call with me, we can talk about what is it that you want to change in your life? What is it that's blocking you from living the life that you want to live? And until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.